Hello, welcome to News Folder 19, the podcast for the politically independent and or moderate listener. This is episode number 142. Let's get right into the story. News story number 142.1. The largest solar manufacturer has slashed nearly a third of its workforce after a cost-cutting drive. Why the cost-cutting drive, you may ask? Well, the solar company's net income fell sharply last year, down by 44% in the third quarter of 2023. Its shares have fallen about 70% from their 2021 peak. China's LONGi manufactures wafers, a component used in solar panels. They are cutting as much as 30% of its workforce in an acceleration of cost reductions that began last year, according to Bloomberg News. The company's previous attempts to reduce cost included canceling free afternoon tea, cutting business trip budgets, and informing staff that they must only print in black and white unless otherwise granted permission. Even free coffee was canceled. Ooh. The company employed 80,000 at its peak last year, and an internal function allowing employees to see the total number of staff has reportedly been disabled. They don't want people seeing that they're losing their jobs. In a bit of irony, they seem to be blaming the push towards renewables. As a result of Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine, along with idiotic sanctions against them, Moscow was forced to reduce its gas supplies to continental Europe. This left governments scrambling to beef up domestic power generation, including renewables. The resulting higher energy bills pushed up inflation rates, adding costs to renewable energy supply chains. In addition, oil and gas companies have reverted from green projects back to traditional high-margin fossil fuel projects. As a result, renewables companies have had to pause projects and cut jobs in an attempt to balance their portfolios. In addition, the sudden proliferation of new factories looking to capitalize on the government's misguided mandates has created fierce competition. In other words, the cost of making solar panels, i.e. supply, is on the verge of outstripping what companies can sell them for, i.e. demand, because none of the manufacturers want to lose out on their own personal investment. As a result, LONGi, as well as others, have been forced to suspend investment plans while also cutting prices. This, my friends, is why government mandates should never outstrip natural consumer demand. News story number 142.2. Global meat production rose by over 10% between 2015 and 2022, while dairy production increased 13% in that time. Over that same time period, financiers provided the world's top 55 industrial livestock companies with an average annual credit injection of $77 billion. And for you hardcore environmentalists, some appeared to compromise their own anti-deforestation policies in order to do so. Credit is designed to help companies expand and has helped drive a huge and supposedly unsustainable increase in global meat and dairy production. Not if I have anything to say about it. Beef, chicken, pork. Bring it on. Martin Bowman, policy manager for Feedback, I'm guessing some environmental group, stated, quote, "We're calling for financial institutions to defund industrial livestock companies as soon as possible," unquote. Why? The sprawling risk of industrial animal agriculture cataloged in a report included its contributions to the climate crisis, deforestation, pollution, animal abuse, biodiversity loss, worker exploitation, human sickness, antibiotic resistance, and believing in a flat earth, addiction to reality shows, and the inability to tie one's shoes. Okay, I made up the last three. Eating less animal protein and farming fewer animals is the best way to reduce livestock emissions, the report said, referencing 200 climate scientists who most likely, well, just follow the government agenda-oriented grants. The banks offering the most support to the industrial livestock slash dairy companies were Bank of America, Barclays, Wells Fargo, ANZ, and JP Morgan Chase. Makes me want to open an account with all of them. In 2021, Dairy Farmers of America supposedly emitted more greenhouse gases than Denmark. Seriously? Denmark? The number of American farmers equals 60% of Denmark's entire population. Americans eating baked beans on July 4th probably produces more methane than Denmark. If you want to eat cardboard-tasting soy and almonds for your protein, go ahead. I want something that actually has some viable flavor. The report condemns Brazilian meat companies Minerva Foods, Marfrig, and JBS of being linked to frequent deforestation. Marfrig rejected any connection with deforestation, saying it had zero nonconformities found over the past 11 years. A Minerva statement said its efforts to protect the ecosystem included the recent suspension of 414 Brazilian suppliers due to illegal deforestation and other environmental issues. All three claim that defunding would hinder sustainable food system developments, which, in my words, keep all of your sorry asses alive and healthy. Oh, wait. This is America. News story number 142.3. In January 2023, a group of six police officers burst into a Rankin County, Mississippi home without a warrant and assaulted, I'll call them Joe and Pete, with a stun gun, sex toys, and other objects. One officer, Hunter Elward, admitted to shoving a gun into Joe's mouth and firing in a mock execution that went horribly wrong. Why did they break in? Well, a white person had phoned a Rankin County deputy and complained that two black men were staying with a white woman. Oh, the horrors! At a house in Braxton, Mississippi. Once inside, they handcuffed Joe and Pete and poured milk, alcohol, and chocolate syrup over their faces. They forced them to strip naked and shower together to conceal the mess. They mocked the victims with racial slurs and shocked them with stun guns. The officers warned Joe and Pete to, quote, stay out of Rankin County and go back to Jackson or their side of the Pearl River, unquote, referencing an area with higher concentrations of black residents. Then, after a mock execution went awry with Joe getting shot in the mouth, they devised a cover-up that included planting drugs and a gun. False charges stood against Joe and Pete for months. Fortunately, time resulted in justice. The six officers pleaded guilty to charges including conspiracy against rights, obstructions of justice, deprivation of rights under color of law, discharge of a firearm under a crime of violence, and conspiracy to obstruct justice. Deputy Hunter Elward was sentenced by a U.S. district judge to a 241-month sentence. Sentences are also due for the other five. In another Mississippi case, a police officer forced a man in a holding cell to lick his own urine off the floor after the man could no longer hold off on urinating. That particular officer made statements such as, and I quote these, "Beat your f***ing ass, go in there and you gotta lick that piss up, and don't spit it out, lick that shit up, drink f***ing piss," unquote. Reports state the officer was white and the suspect was Latino. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I'd like to believe that most officers actually want to serve the public fairly. Then more of this cow crap happens. I hate to wish evil on anyone, and I won't hear. But if something bad happens to these officers and others like them, in or out of jail, I'm only gonna smile. For those of you listening to the multi-topic episode, I'll be back shortly.
Only 15% of podcasters will ever earn a single penny in profits. Yet more continue to record for one reason. They enjoy informing and entertaining. If you'd like to support this show, visit newsfolder19.com and click on the Buy Me a Coffee or merchandise links. All donations are greatly appreciated. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to News Folder 19. Please consider supporting the sponsor at CampRidger.net. That's CampRidger, RIDGER.net. They have four various spices and seasonings, great for chicken, steak, seafood, and more. They come in one-cup containers, and they cost as little as $7 per if you order four or more. With that, let's get into the next news story. Number 142.4. In reference to my last story, hopefully those police that were sentenced will suffer the consequences of my next story. For many of the 2 million people incarcerated across the United States, constant thirst is a hallmark of their time behind bars. So is having to drink disgusting and dangerous water found in many of the prison's water systems. Of the dozens of years Broderick Holland spent in mostly Illinois prisons and jails, he will never forget the tap water. The water at the Stateville Correctional Center tasted like onions, he said. It also came sometimes with clumps of rat hairs via lead pipes. Quote, "That's where I got sick," unquote, with extreme lead poisoning, Holland said of his 6 years at Stateville. It gave him migraines powerful enough to cause nosebleeds, deep red eyes, and blurry vision. When released in 2020, he required painful chelation therapy injections to flush the lead from his body. Across the country, research and investigations have found toxic heavy metals, PFAS, known as forever chemicals, DDT, coal ash, bacteria, and radioactive radon gas in the water systems of many U.S. correction facilities. Now, if I'm completely honest with myself and you, if one is in jail because one is a serial killer or a serial rapist or one stole someone's entire fortune, I have zero compassion for them. I don't care if they have to drink liquid to stay hydrated. For everyone else, though, especially no victim perpetrators such as pot smokers, this needs to change. The Federal Safe Drinking Water Act protects the right to clean water for everyone, including incarcerated people. However, at least 589 facilities across the country sit within 3 miles of a highly toxic Superfund site. close enough for contaminants to leach into prison water systems. Others are constructed on abandoned industrial or military acreage, landfills, and/or former mines. The article goes on to list excess chemicals which vary from jail to jail, such as arsenic, copper, manganese, petroleum products, radon, which I mentioned before, nitrates, and a host of various bacteria. Many violations go for years without being addressed. Why? Well, the cost of 123 federal prison upgrades, according to a report, equals $2 billion. However, the Bureau of Prisons only requested $200 million from Congress for repairs in 2022, or just 10% of what's needed. Let me say this. Taxpayers who have to foot the bill for unhealthy prisoners deserve better. Clean water is far cheaper than medical care for all these people. Upgrading all these prisons with a good water system could have been paid for by not giving irresponsible students loan forgiveness. News story number 142.5. For seniors, Social Security plays a vital role in everyday living, providing income for everyday living expenses. Quote, it can often be an older adult's largest source of income, accounting for 50% of it in 4 in 10 retirees, unquote, said Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, a Democrat from New York. Personally, for me, it's 100%, at least for now, as I haven't decided to tap into any of my retirement accounts just yet. But even with Social Security income, Gillibrand says many seniors can't afford basic necessities. Quote, far too often we have older adults facing homelessness, food insecurity, or financial ruin, unquote, she stated. So the New York Tax and Spend Democrat announced legislation to assist seniors with rising prices. Specifically, she is looking to boost the cost of living adjustments and Social Security benefits for seniors by changing the current formula. Let me say this as a senior citizen who is collecting. No, we have had a lifetime to save. If we failed to do so, it is our fault. Young taxpayers should not have to foot the bill, and that's who is footing the bill. The Social Security COLA, which is the cost of living adjustment, is currently calculated using the Consumer Price Index for urban wage earners and clerical workers. Although Social Security benefits are adjusted for inflation each year, Gillibrand says the recent adjustments do not adequately reflect the rising cost of health care for older Americans. Well, maybe if some of us would have taken better care of ourselves, it would. Yes, I acknowledge that some have conditions beyond their control. That's why she is proposing the Boosting Benefits and COLAs for Seniors Act. The legislation would calculate COLAs using a modified consumer price index for seniors, known as the Consumer Price Index for the Elderly, instead. According to Senator Bob Casey, a Democrat from my old home state of Pennsylvania, quote, Social Security is the most successful anti-poverty program to date, allowing tens of millions of Americans, including older adults, people with disabilities, and children to live with dignity. It's not going bankrupt, unquote. Social Security Administration Commissioner Martin O'Malley stated, quote, as long as Americans work, it will not go bankrupt, unquote. Well, guess what, Martin? The work participation rate is as low as ever due to an aging population. Today's youth no longer see a reason to work more than 40 hours. Heck, many only want a 32-hour work week, as a recent poll revealed. We don't need to add to the cost of Social Security or add an additional burden to taxpayers. Us old people have had our day. Now it's time to let the youth have theirs, and that includes my children and grandchildren. Thank you for listening. You know the mantra, question authority, and always be free.
Thank you for listening to News Folder 19. All rights are reserved and unauthorized use is prohibited. However, you may share the podcast links. Till next time, have a great day.